to someone who you are madly in love with, but it's an entirely different idea.
Completely different. It's dedicated to service dogs.
So for the dogs who are guides to various people and who help those who maybe need assistance?
Exactly. So I was completely amazed and inspired by a man I met in Glasgow train station who had a guide dog called Bronte. And she does everything with him. She's absolutely incredible. And then it opened my eyes to all the other dogs, like assistance dogs that support children with autism. And I thought, wow, dogs are really amazing. So I wrote a song about it to support them.
So you're a singer-songwriter as opposed to someone who uses an assistance dog.
Exactly. I was just very inspired by them.
And was this one, I get a picture that most of them are like golden retrievers. Is that the sort of one you were looking at the time?
No, actually, if you look at the video on YouTube, Bronte is a German Shepherd. And I was at a puppy party yesterday with NI assistance dogs. And there's a whole different mix of breeds that you can use. It's about the dog's personality more than the breed.
So a variety of dogs are being used. You've been taking time out to sit down and write, if you don't mind me saying, an Adele-sounding song about a dog called Bronte. And what do you hope to do with this song?
Well, that's a massive compliment. Thank you very much. And what I hope to do with this song is that sell it on Bandcamp for a minimum of £1. And every time someone purchases the song, this will be used as a donation towards the two charities, the Guide Dogs in Scotland and the Assistance Dogs NI.
And this was as a result of a one chance meeting with a man in a train station?
Exactly, but we had a very long conversation and he completely blew me away.
Yeah, what sort of things did he say to you?
He told me, well, as the words are in the song, ever since I started to see the world with my heart, so not seeing with my own eyes anymore, I'm seeing with my heart, I'm beginning to see the beauty in a whole other new way. And that really touched me in the first place. And he was saying about what his dog does for him, just in every daily living, like taking him on the train, taking him across the road, things that you wouldn't think about, but he couldn't do it without having Bronte. So I thought it was just amazing.
Yeah, we instantly think, of course, about guide dogs for the blind, but the assistance dogs are used in so many walks of life.
Absolutely. There's Honey is a dog for a girl called Rebecca. And Rebecca has autism, and I heard a story that, she goes crazy if the windmills aren't turning because she loves windmills. And the dog is so in tune with her that the dog actually barks to let the mother know that the windmill isn't turning today so she can prepare for Rebecca. So isn't that amazing?
so much so. It is incredible. And where are you from, Claire Louise?
I'm from Bangor. I'm a Bangorian.
You're a darn good singer-songwriter. What other tunes have you been working on, or is this a new departure from a more mundane way of life?
Well, I've always loved music. I've been writing songs for people recently for various different reasons. There is a girl getting married next week, and I've written a song for her wedding based on her love story. And I've been writing a song for another charity called Warrior, and it's for children suffering from OMS and also from cancer. So I'm working on these for the future, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you seem to have other people's hopes in your heart, so to speak, or close to your heart. You sound like the most unselfish songwriter I've ever interviewed.
Oh, thank you so much. It's one of those things. That's where the passion comes from for me. I feel I'm a very passionate person, but I feel something when I speak to these people, and then this is my way of dealing with all these feelings.
Well, we've tweeted a link there to the song. You can follow us at FrankU105 and at U105 Radio. Just remind us of the other avenue people can go through if they want to help your charities.
Absolutely. If they have a look on my Facebook page, if they look up CC Louise Music, you should be able to find a few more details there and a few more links.
Okay, and it's the Claire Louise Facebook page.
CC Louise.
CC Louise. Lovely.
CC Louise Music.
Lovely stuff. Thanks for using our Facebook page. That's one of the ways to get on the radio, Claire. Okay.
Thank you so much. so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks indeed. Lovely, lovely song and a great idea as well. That's Claire Louise from Bangor getting in touch with us via our Facebook presence.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.
Celebrate Northern Ireland's Year of Food and Drink Bread and Cakes Month at Tesco. Every month, Tesco will be